Hello and welcome to the reading of Jamal X Maggie. This was the first story I ever wrote that was erotic or not safe for work. I wrote it about a year and 9 months ago. It was January 2022. And here we are reading it for you and with voice acting by me, Boy Wifey. So that if you don't want to read it yourself, and it gives you the extra pleasure of hearing my voice. All right. Let us begin. We arrived on the third floor of his apartment building. He had held my hand through each step up the stairs due to my ankle being sprained. "Thank you for helping me up the stairs," I said with deep insecurity. Jamal smiled and rubbed my arms that stood still, warming me in the chill of the late winter day.
"I'm your boyfriend. You don't need to thank me for helping you. I'm going to take care of you no matter what, baby girl."
Caressed my cheek, held my chin, and moved it up to make me look at him.
"You know that, right? I'm going to take care of my little girl."
I pouted my lips and tried to unlock my eyes from his gaze, but realized his strength was too great. He was forcing me to keep eye contact, so I squeezed my eyes shut. His hold strengthened.
"Not enough conviction."
I opened my wide eyes and half nodded. "Yes, sir." He released, then placed his large hand on my head and petted my scalp.
"Good girl."
My breathing suddenly increased and I felt weaker while my mouth hung open. My heart rate was too fast to stop myself from keeping my body upright. I fell into his chest as he caught my flimsy body, hugged me, and continued to pet me. I quivered in his embrace.
"Oh,"
he said with realization.
"You like me calling you a good girl, don't you?"
I nodded my head, feeling his muscles through his clothes. I was in a state of ecstasy as he kept me warm and caressed my needy head. At that moment, I wanted him to truly take care of me forever.
"You're such a good girl. I'm so lucky to have you. But let's get you nice and warm inside. I can't imagine why you chose to wear those short pink shorts in this weather."
He reprimanded me while tugging at the fabric of my shorts.
"You make your ass look adorable, though."
Sadly, he positioned me out of his arms to simply holding his hand. I snuggled up to his muscular arm as we walked to his door. We arrived and he unlocked his apartment and let me in first. I could tell that his roommate was not home by the complete darkness of the small university apartment. He quickly followed in and flipped the light switch, illuminating the living room. It looked the same as ever, as though it did cross my mind that there was something different. Dropping his bags down on the floor and throwing off his shoes, my thought manifested into words. "Oh God, he wants to fuck me tonight for the first time. I can see that prime look in his eyes. We've been together for..." God, I'm going to hit the table. What am I doing? I'm going to miss her. "We've been together for like 2 months, so it's really overdue. What if I'm not good enough for him? What if he doesn't enjoy my body? What if he realizes he's not okay with me being a trans girl?" He's approaching me.
"Hey, baby, you okay? You look scared."
In the dim light, I could not read his expression. And suddenly, his hand grabbed my arm, leading me towards his bedroom. "This is it," I thought. "This is where he'll destroy my ass, leaving me a needy mess on the bed, then feel guilty for fucking a trans girl, then leave me and avoid me forever." Suddenly, he sat me down on the couch and next to his room.
"Maggie, seriously, are you okay?"
He started massaging my shoulder and once again caressed my face.
"Maggie, you're crying. What's going on?"
"What? I wiped away my fear. "Sorry, I didn't know I was tearing up. I must look like a mess to you." He straddled me closer so he could hug me while we sat.
"Don't apologize, baby. Tell me how you're feeling."
It was then when I burst out loud. "I don't know what I am to you. You treat me so kindly and make me cry with joy and tease me to delight, but now it's been 2 months and you clearly want to sleep with me, and I don't know how you'll react to..." I looked down at my neon pink shorts. "This, and I don't want to lose you because of it. I really, really like you, Jamal, and you say you want to take care of me, but what does that mean?" His face communicated distress, transitioned to contemplation, and finished with satisfaction. I felt his hand wrap around my waist.
"Maggie, Maggie, Maggie. Maggie, Maggie.
Jamal. He laughed, but went on with his thought.
You have no reason to be insecure. But you are, because you're such a nice person. You feel that you're going to let me down and that you won't be good for me? That perhaps you feel I give more to the relationship than you do, and this makes you feel guilty?
I nodded. Yes, I do feel that way, he continued.
Like, for example, when I do this,
his hand snaked on the surface of my shirt and over my boob. He caressed it before pinching and twisting my nipple lightly and held his position, twisting and untwisting. I cried and softly moaned, trying to be quiet. I did not resist and let him tease me.
You think you're getting all the pleasure? Well, I'll tell you one thing. I love hearing you moan and coo when I lightly hurt you. I love seeing that face you're making right now, where your mouth gapes open and your eyes keeping that needy, slutty little look. I love how your body bobs up and down like you're just waiting for me to go inside you.
He used his other hand to slip under my shorts. I shivered at the sensation as he partly removed my panties. He jammed his finger inside my ass and curled. I cried out past my attempts to maintain silence and started drooling.
And I love how you invite me inside.
He flipped me over so that my ass was facing up towards him as my head lay further away. My thighs and legs started spasming with excitement and guilt.
Calm, baby girl,
he commanded and settled my legs to a stone stillness. He then continued to finger me.
You think this is all for you, don't you? That I don't gain pleasure from your girly moaning? You are so cute.
He went deeper inside as he kept me begging for more penetration. I became incredibly wet as the only thought that pervaded my mind was that Jamal was getting close to claiming me. He had been preparing me to be his property the whole semester. With the compliments, the orders, the rewards, and the control he exhibited over my body when we were in public, it was only now I realized a horrible truth. I wanted him to own me. All I knew was that when I am with him, I don't worry about anything else. All I care about is making him happy, and when he calls me a good girl, I feel pure bliss, like it was the only thing I was born to do, to please a dominant man. My brain turned to mush when he said,
"Who's a good little slut?"
A feeling of fireworks exploded in my stomach as I decided that I wanted Jamal to officially make me his by inserting his seed deep inside me. There was no other purpose to life than being his. Softly, I said, I am. I'm your little slut. He patted, petted, and stroked my hair, tugging it as well.
Good girl. My good little girl. Do you want Daddy to fuck you and make you his, baby girl?
I cried out loudly, yes, make me a good girl. Pre-cum leaked out of my small girl dick as my nipples grew slightly larger.
Good girl.
He then suddenly stopped fingering me, turned me around on my back, stared into my eyes of pride, and leaned in to kiss me. I was overwhelmed with pure ecstasy, and his lips overtook mine. He stroked my hips, ran his fingers through my long hair, and put his whole body weight on my fragile light form. Then he stopped as a tear escaped my eye and my lip went fat. Please don't stop, I begged as a feeling in my breast manifested, a feeling of warmth and need.
Never,
he said while standing and then leaning down. He rammed his arms around my back and lifted from the couch, carrying me like a newlywed wife. I wrapped my arms around his neck. He then kissed me again while walking to his bed. I felt the tremor of his step as he carried me like a princess to his sleeping quarters. He pushed open the door with ease as we entered his bedroom. I couldn't see... What? I can't see anything. I couldn't see anything past my vision as it went completely blurred to anything that it was not Jamal in his body. Daddy, I whispered with pure joy, barely audible. The feelings in my stomach and breast grew as he gently laid me down in his soft, sheeted bed. He went away for a second as my arms and legs fiddled about, not knowing what to do. Jamal returned and got on the head with his knees towering over me. He was ginormous compared to my hormone-ravaged body. I had lost so many inches since I started transitioning, and this made Jamal look like a benevolent god above me. He then placed his hands on my waist and slowly, methodically slipped down my short pink shorts. I felt the fabric go from my hips, my thighs, my knees, and feet as I came to the realization he could probably see my shame through my underwear.
It's okay, baby girl. My Maggie.
He caressed my cheek once more.
You are beautiful. Every part of you.
He then leaned down and placed his body weight on me. He was so heavy, but I felt so safe as he engulfed my front side. I tried to place my hands on his back, but he grabbed them with force, keeping them in place on top of my body.
Only move when I tell you to. You'll be a very happy woman if you do. Trust me.
I nodded with understanding as he slid his large hands under my shirt and pulled them over my arms and threw it to the ground. I was now left only in my panties and my bra as he remained fully clothed. I knew it was best that I didn't question this humiliating power dynamic. I knew that he was maintaining control of me by taking my clothes off first.
Now, baby, he said, lift up your chest just a bit.
I followed my orders immediately. This is it. He's going to actually see my breasts instead of just feeling them up through my shirt and bra. I'm scared. Please don't be disappointed in me. Please don't hate how small they are. Please, 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 please. Oh. He unclipped my bra strap as a deep arousal came over me. I leaked up just a little more as he slowly removed my protector and threw it on the ground as well. Without hesitation, he placed his hands directly on both of my breasts, skin to skin contact. I shrieked as a new, never before felt feeling overtook me. I felt unquestionably like a woman. In this instance, there was not a doubt in my mind, not a drop of insecurity as he massaged my self-grown breast, my eyes rolled back in their head. When he twisted my nipples without fabric in between, tears of joy came out of my eyes.
What a good girl. Look at you quiver when I touch one of your most intimate parts. You like me treating you for what you are, don't you? Treating you like a slut. I can tell because of how throbbing your little clit is. You've soaked your panties.
I couldn't respond. We're only mind empty, only Jamal, my boyfriend, my protector, my soon-to-be owner. He was the only thing worth paying attention to. Every touch of his dominant hand made me feel so happy that I wouldn't care if I died in that moment. I was finally being loved by a man. A man actually loves me and wants to take care of me. It felt unreal when he told me to flip over into my stomach, but then just lifted me up and flipped me himself when he realized I was too weak with euphoria to do it myself. The only sounds coming out of my mouth were watery words, moans, coos, and small little cries. If he could understand my watery words, they would be, "Take me, take me, take me."
His deep but smooth voice ordered me again. "Spread your legs, little one. Daddy's gonna breed you now, make you a full girl."
I heard the sound of his clothes being removed. He tutored my legs outward, giving him enough space to sit between them. The next thing I felt was my panties slipping off from behind and the cool air hitting my warm ass. He was prepping me to be his slut.
"Such a nice little girl ass."
He placed his hand at my ass cheek.
"And thick and tight too. It's gonna be a long night. Are you ready, baby?"
A weak, moaning confirmation escaped my quivering lips.
"Good girl,"
he said, completely sipping my panties off, putting them who knows where. I then felt his body ache once again overtake me, but this time on my back. He slithered his hands down my body and grabbed hold of my boobs and played with my nipples. I could feel his breath on the top of my neck.
"Beg,"
he demanded firmly. And finally, I was able to articulate a word. "Make me your slut, honey." He entered his head of his dick in me. It was then I wished I saw him naked before. I was too aroused to make out details, because just the head made him cry louder than he ever had before.
"It's okay, baby.
Shh." He comforted me by petting my head.
"This is just the start. You have 5 more inches to take before I can pound you into oblivion. Just relax here. I know what will help."
He stopped petting me and inserted his fingers that were not inside me into my mouth. He held my jaw open as he put 4 of his digits inside of me. Without an order and like a natural instinct, I started sucking on his knuckles. I followed my orders and stopped tensing my muscles.
Good girl. Such a good obedient, submissive girl. You'll make a good little wife one day.
Wife? Before I could process the thought, he pushed me more out of his dick out into my hole. I began to cry out before Jamal pushed his fingers down my mouth and I sucked more. It felt like a water bottle was being put inside me as he pushed the inches in one by one. With each inch, I became more of a crying, moaning mess in his arms. He used his other hand to squeeze and please one of my nipples as loads of pre-crumb started leaking out of me. He knew how to make me a good little slut after all. I felt every ounce of resistance strain from my body as he got what felt like 4 inches in after 10 minutes.
Your hole was so tight. I can't wait till I get all the way in and I can wreck this sweet little ass. Just gotta stretch you out.
As if motivated by the last stretch, he plunged 2 more inches into me all at once, causing me to cry with tears. I felt his balls against my ass. The pain was visceral, but it was balanced by an overwhelming pleasure. I felt so happy that Jamal was enjoying my body, and I shrieked with joy and imagined little hearts coming out of my head.
You're such a happy little girl now that I fully penetrated your pussy, aren't you?
A wave of intoxicating euphoria rushed over me when he called me my ass a pussy. But then was when I realized what men do to their girls' pussies. He rested his throbbing dick before slowly exiting. The sensation felt better than when he was going in, like every leaf of a sword being lifted out of the body. He grunted with a low rumbling when he came nearly all the way out. But then roared like a titan when he rushed all 6 of his inches into me, crushing my prostate. He covered my mouth with the tightest grip he ever enforced on me as I grew more into a quivering, moaning, crying little mess of a girl. It was then he sped up the pace. He pounded away at my pussy while transitioning from twisting my nipples to feeding me his fingers again and again and again. He then rhythmically uttered and sweetly said, kindly said,
"My baby girl, my sweet little Maggie, your pussy's so tight and your moans are so innocent. You've never really been fucked before, have you?"
He smashed my prostate as my girl dick was leaking furiously.
"Sure, you've had boys put their dicks inside you and come, but you've never had a real man make you a woman, haven't you?"
It was then he reached down below my ass and touched my shame. He fiddled with my girl dick, but I could barely feel it. The estrogen had made me lose much sensation in my most hated part of my body.
"You're leaking like a faucet on a rainy day. You're so wet. You've never felt the sweet lust and pain your girly little moan suggests you are feeling now either. And most importantly, I bet none of those boys never made you come like a girl. You want that, Maggie? Do you want me to come? Make you come like a girl? Just me breeding your pussy?"
I was barely able to nod my head and say, "Yes, please," as his pace increased dramatically. He petted my hair and tugged me so hard I bent a little backwards and could see his face staring into mine.
"Very good, girl."
He kissed me on the lips, smashing my face and prostate at the same time before returning my weak body to a comfortable position.
"You're going to come like an obedient slut when I tell you to. If you don't, and I will be able to tell, I'm going to have to punish you, and it won't be a punishment you'll enjoy."
He left my imagination to wander into the worst punishments he could give if I didn't comply. He could put me in chastity, tie me up to the couch when we watch a movie, or worst of all, make me suck his dick. The worry running through my head made me incredibly eager to comply. But how would I? I'd never come before when a boy was fucking me.
"Don't worry, baby. It will be easy. I'm going to count down from 5, and when I hit 1, I'm going to absolutely wreck your prostate and then impregnate you, and all you have to do is obey. If you do, I'll give you your favorite reward, and you already know what that is. And if you're absolutely perfect, tomorrow when you wake up in my arms, all safe and protected, I'm going to give you a present. I'm going to color you, labeling you as my girl where no other man can have you. You'll be mine forever."
His speed increased at least by double. His dick went in and out my increasingly worn pussy like a piston. I felt him go so far up in me, it felt like he was rearranging my guts. I cried and cried and cried in between every moan and moan and moan.
All right, baby, it's about time for me to claim you as my property. He didn't ask if I was ready when he suddenly stopped, pulled to the tippy-toppy of out, and said, "Five." He slammed all 6 inches down into me without less than a second.
The sweet tears began to flow as I held onto the pillow between my breasts. He came out again,
"Four," and rushed in another fell swoop, again, "Three."
He interlocked his legs of mine so I became completely immobile and couldn't escape.
"Two."
I felt like a princess after the prince saved her as blood rushed down my cheeks.
"One. Come, baby, come for me."
He absolutely destroyed my pussy with the speed he forced into me and angled his rock-hard cock right at my prostate as I felt a warm liquid fill my inside. And then it happened. My little girl dick sprouted out cum as my asshole tightened like plastic around his cock. I felt the raw pressure, the pleasure of coming with a deep dick inside me. It felt like pure heaven had come upon me as he continued to pump his seed into me. He came for 10 whole seconds as he roared and grunted, but then at last slowed down. It felt his dick slightly softened as he and I breathed intensely. A sweat went down my pores. His body weight continued to crush me under him. I felt an overtaking sensation of weakness. I felt so nimble after having come like a cis girl. I quivered in the cold of the night as I desperately wanted him to cuddle me. And finally, he spoke again and stroked my back from behind.
"Such a perfect little girlfriend. Your orgasm around my dick was perfect. It made me come for double the time. But now, you are mine forever. I'll protect you till the end. But now, it's time for your reward."
Without a word for me, he carefully turned to my side, farthest away from his room door, spooned me while once more interlocking his legs with mine, tucked my head below his neck, and then pulled the covers over us, leaving me feeling warm and safe in my daddy's arms. He finally stroked my head with his fingers through my hair, kissed my head, and continued stroking until I fell asleep.
"Sleep, baby girl. Sleep. You'll always be perfect to me. Now sleep."
And the soothe night claimed me as he had. Thank you for my two top patrons, SG7Don and Kelter Melter.